السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم. أما بعد، أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقهوا قولي. سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم. اللهم علمنا ما ينفعنا، اللهم انفعنا بما علمتنا وزدنا علما. All praise due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Nabi Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Alhamdulillah, today is the 18th of Muharram, 1442, and today we present to you our report back of last week's activities. Almighty Allah Jalla Wala informs us in the Noble Quran, La in shakartum la azidannakum. If you are grateful to Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, I will increase my bounties for you. Wala in kafartum, and if you make kufran, you trample on the sharia, you violate the laws, any one of us, inna azabi la shadid, then my punishment is also very, very severe. Allah Jalla Wala protect us all. وَأَمَّا بِنِعْمَةِ رَبِّكَ فَحَدِّثْ. As for the bounties, favors of Almighty Allah, ever recurring, showering upon us through His mercy, grace and benevolence, pronounce it, announce it and say, هَذَا مِنْ فَضْلِ رَبِّي. This is the grace of my Allah, never attributed to ourselves. We are non-entities, daily committing vices and sins. Allah alone forgive us. Allah alone makes satari and cover and conceal our vices in this world and in the year after. Alhamdulillah, Monday to Saturday, we had our programs in the morning going very, very well. And the thing that pleases me the most is so many non-Muslims are listening and they interact with us. MashaAllah, Mon Arafat, our brother Junaid Khan, our brother Riyaz Hussein. So from tomorrow, we started today also. So 5 o'clock will be Fajr Adhan and 10 past 5 we start in the morning, inshaAllah. Obviously, Mon Arafat's program starts at 4 o'clock with Allah's help. Thereafter, remember that our Q&A, tafsir, everything with Allah's help and mercy going well. So mashallah, we're sending out the podcast. Our brother Tobela is preparing the podcast from Surah Fatiha right up to Surah Baqarah. Today we gave you Surah Baqarah chapter 2 and verse 74. So those of you who want from the beginning, so you follow us on Telegram, you follow us on Twitter. My Twitter handle is at AK Hussein, AKH0, let's start again. Twitter handle is AK Hussein, AKHOOSEN. I nearly said 00SEN. So HOOSEN, and that is the Twitter handle. And the Telegram, mashallah, you go to the Play Store, you will find the Telegram channel, you download it, install it, and thereafter you link up with us. If you don't have our link, just send me a message, one word, Telegram. Daily we are receiving people who are coming on, mashallah, hadha min fadli rabbi. So that is the grace and mercy of Almighty Allah. So just send me a message, 071-888-1184. Those of you beyond the borders of South Africa, so +27 71 888 1184. And then Tuesday, mashallah, after a long period because of lockdown and restrictions and what have you, so we started our local tafsir. And mashallah, we spoke about, you know, the Islamic months and what is the importance of it. Chapter 9, Surah 9, verse 36, Inna iddata shuhuri indallahi nashara shara. So that is in our Jami Masjid. It is going on for years and years. Allah Ta'ala accepted Adam in Fadli Rabbi. Then Tuesday, Wednesdays, we have the bless of marriage also between 11 and 12. So that's also another very popular program. Alhamdulillah. Allah Jalla Wala accept it. The tafsir between 1:30 and 2 is daily, mashallah, Monday to Sunday. So every day you can listen to it with the grace and mercy of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. Then Wednesday, that Monday night, I told you Q&A, Tuesday night was the tafsir. We resume now in the Jami Masjid here with Allah's help. And Wednesday again, we had, mashallah, the bless of marriage, tafsir and what have you. And then I read Asr Salat, yeah, in the Khanka, because the namaz is early, yeah. Lanes, we are blessed, you know, we got more than 50 masajid, yeah, in Lanesia. Lanes, we call it shortcut. So the full name is Lanesia, and you have Asr Salat, quarter to 5, 5 o'clock, quarter past 5. So it just depends where you want to go. So I normally, if I'm going to Zakaria, Darum Zakaria, then I read Salat Ye in the Khanka. So I can spend more time with Hazrat Mufti Rizaul Haq Sahib, Hafizahullah, wa Honorable Ustad. And as soon as I enter, I can just see Mufti Sahib is waiting. He's so happy, you know. His face is glowing. You can just see the man is so happy. And then before Maghrib, we have half an hour, 35 minutes or so, and we discuss. I like this, the matters of bilateral importance, you know. So we speak about the world and what's going on and politics and everything. And then I'll have my 3-4 maslas and whatever to ask, and then we have an academic discussion regarding that. Then we go for Maghrib Salat, and after that Hazrat is teaching. Mashallah, I think now the students have reached about 40, 45, I think. So you know, with the lockdown, students, foreigners were stuck, and all of them here and there, some of them are trickling in, I see now. So mashallah, the class is getting full. So we sit with the students. We also student the whole life. We student with Allah's help. And mashallah, the Hazrat teaches us, you know, Ibn Majah. So the jewels you get there, you won't get anywhere in kitabs. You know, wattaqullah wa yuallimukumullah. When you have taqwa and true piety, then remember Allah teaches you directly. Hazrat will say, meri tahqiq ye hai, meri rai ye hai, this is what my opinion, so forth. So mashallah, that you know, you get amazed, you know. He was born in 1950, and subhanallah, he studied by his father, everyone. And then in 72, he came to Karachi, and then 74, he started teaching there in Karachi, Madrasa Arabiya Islamiya, Newtown. So that was the name at that time. Now the name has changed to Binuri Town and Jamiatul Ulum Islamiya. From 74 to 87, Hazrat taught there, and mashallah, we were his first batch of students, and with Allah's help, and thereafter he came here. We thank our Maulana Shabir Saluji, Hafizahullah, from 87 till now, 33 years, and now the 34th year has started. Hazrat came, it was in July that Hazrat came here, you know, in 87. So mashallah, we take benefit, and these moments we really cherish and relish in our life. We don't know, Allah give our Hazrat Siha, Afia, long life, keep his shadow upon us. So then after the class is finished, there's another half an hour, again we have tea. We must have, I have for him 2 cups of tea. One when we go before Maghrib and one before Isha. So then we have tea and we discuss, and so we are alone. So we have a lot of discussion, sometimes some light moments also. So all Adam in Fadli Rabbi. Then after Isha, I come home, mashallah. So that is our ma'amul on Wednesdays. Thursdays, normally I sit here for the team that we have mashura, meetings, this, that, whatever, anything of importance, or to go here to the shops and buy things and all that. So alhamdulillah, everything is in place with the mercy of Almighty Allah, Jalla Wala. So Friday, mashallah, was the khutbah by Sheikh Sudais. To be honest, this week's khutbah was, this last week's khutbah was disappointing, because I didn't translate some parts of it as well, because you remember, it seems that, I don't know, but Allah knows best, but it seems like, you know, they want to promote that maybe there should be some ties with apartheid Israel and so forth, which we as Muslims can never ever think of and allow. So remember, till today, you must remember, we know Egypt got ties, we know that Jordan got ties, and now UAE has got ties, but obviously obviously, we as Muslims, we can never ever justify that as Muslims. So remember that politics they do is different thing of theirs. But if you're asking from Islamic perspective, remember Israel is apartheid regime with Nazi tactics, murdering our people, men, women and children. Ultimate aim to destroy Masjid al-Aqsa and then build their haikel, the Temple of Solomon. So how can we ever think of having, you know, ties and so forth? So anyway, so that happened on Friday and so forth. Allah Ta'ala, I always told you, read 2 rakat salat daily. Ya Allah, protect the Haramain Sharifain. Ya Allah, protect Masjid al-Aqsa. Allah will protect us. You must remember that Wallahu Waliyul Muttaqeen. Put and place our trust solely, only in Almighty Allah. Don't worry of people, don't worry of organizations, don't worry of politicians and governments. Hasbunallah wa ni'mal wakil, fa ni'mal mawla wa ni'mal nasir. So that was on Friday. So anyway, the khutbah was delivered by Sheikh Sudais, and we translated most of it, but not all of it. And as I told you, and thereafter, remember that I went here to the Sufi Masjid. Sufi Masjid has an interesting history. I gave it to you before, mashallah, that our brother Chota Panjbhai, he passed away. Allah Jalla Wala grant him Jannatul Firdaus. Mashallah, his son Hafiz Wasiullah and Masihullah and them are there. So they control, and there are two Maulanas there, Maulana Hanif of India, Maulana Adil. So mashallah, it was Maulana Hanif's turn. They get very excited. So I spoke about Azan, because we know the huge controversy now going on there in Durban, and you know, mashallah, the non-Muslims are standing with the Muslims. So the history of it, the virtue of it, who were the Muazzins during the time of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Sayyidina Bilal bin Rabah al-Habashi. Look at Islam. The first person ever to give adhan in the time of Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam was none other than Sayyidina Bilal bin Rabah al-Habashi, the African. So, and then on occasion of Fateh Makkah, he stood on top of the Kaaba Musharrafa, on top of the Baytullah, and rendered the adhan. The Arabs, fair in complexion, majority of them did not embrace Islam till then. After that, they embraced Islam. When they saw that, they knew what was izzu man tashah, what was zillu man tashah. The African man is standing right on top of the Kaaba, and here the Arabs, whose mother tongue is Arabic, humiliated, disgraced, begging for clemency, begging for forgiveness, begging for maafi from Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Go and muttulaqa, I give you asylum. And then yadkhuluna fi deenillahi afwaja took place. They entered into the fold of Islam in their droves and droves and big groups, as mentioned, enshrined in the noble Quran. Then we find that Abdullah bin Umm Maktum, the blind Sahabi for whom chapter 80 was revealed in the beginning, he was blind. And subhanallah, if you look at Allah's kudrat ka karishma here, Pauta buried in Damascus. I went to the grave thrice. So remember Sayyidina Bilal bin Rabah in Babu Sagir in Damascus in Syria. And on the other side, you find Abdullah bin Umm Maktum's grave. So both Muazzins in Masjid Nabawi, both buried in the same graveyard in Damascus. And Sayyidina Bilal was not Muazzin only, he was Waziru Malihi, he was the minister of finance of Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Now we take you to the conquest of Makkah, and thereafter you see Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam perform Umrah from Jirana. This is now 30 kilos out of Makkah. So we perform Umrah there also many times. I think people also, you know, so some people went for Umrah 10, 20 times, they never saw that place. So anyway, to show them that we fasten ihram there, make intention from there. Now, from there, Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Sahaba gave adhan. Children, non-Muslims were playing. They started imitating the adhan. Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam sent Sahaba call them. So now children, you know, when you ask, then they get frightened. Say, who was imitating? They all pointed to Abu Mahzura. Abu Mahzura, his kunya, Egnuman, and his name is Aus. Some ulama said Samura. Anyway, that now Mustafa, Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam took his own Mubarak hand, dust Mubarak, yaduhu al-sharifa, his honorable hand Mubarak, and placed it here on the Nasiya, on the the four locks, you know, of his head, that where your hair starts growing. And subhanallah, then placed Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam, placed his Mubarak hand on his heart. Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam, making ta'aleem, talqeen, teaching him how to read and render the adhan. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. And then he repeats, subhanallah, directs from Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He embraces Islam at the age of 16. He becomes Muazzin of Masjidul Haram, the Haram Sharif, the greatest masjid mosque on the face of this earth. That is Islam. So remember that. Till his death he was, you must remember, the Muazzin there. And then you see in Masjid Quba wa Sa'd al-Quraz. So these are the four Muazzinin, radiyallahu anhum. Remember that, who were the Muazzin, callers of the prayer in time of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And thereafter, remember, so that was Friday, so we spoke about the virtues and what should we do, when we should reply, the du'as we should read, and so forth and so on. Friday morning we received the news. Now let me give you my family history a little bit. So my father, honorable father, his name Ismail, my grandfather Usman, great grandfather Hussein. So Ismail is buried in Heidelberg, Usman is buried in Balfour, Hussein is buried there in Banwar. So I went to all these places with Allah's help also. So anyway, so you must remember, so we and my mother Halima, Allah Ta'ala grant them all Jannatul Firdaus. Father passed away 82 and mother passed away in 82, yeah, Ramadan, and father, that is father, and mother passed away in 97. So Rahimahumullah was in Newcastle both times, you know, so wonderful day anyway. So we were, you know, five children, five siblings. So I have two brothers, so with me it's three brothers and then two sisters. So anyway, so my elder, so it is first my sister, then my brother Ahmad Rashid, then my other brother Abdul Ghaffar, and then my sister, and then me. I'm the youngest and the most spoiled I was till now. So Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. So anyway, so my brother Ahmad Rashid, so mashallah, his daughter got married to Mona Ahmad Sidat. Then he passed away, and mashallah, he's got one son, one daughter. So his son, Maulana Mahmood, Maulvi Mahmood. So he got married last year, you know, 1st December 2019. So his wife, mashallah, gave birth from Springs, you know, they are, mashallah, Usman family. So I asked him, how long you married? He said, 9 months. Then I said, he's a sharpshooter, you know. So anyway, so mashallah, baby girl. So we decided, fine, that now we will come see you all on Saturday. So I went for Fajr Salat, and you know, so my brother Muhammad Khan and his beloved son Wasim, every day they picked me up. So I told them that, you know, I'm going for Fajr, I'm going for this thing to Heidelberg just now, 11, 12 o'clock or so. So every morning they come pick me up with the Porsche, you know, very smart Porsche and everything there. So every day we go for Salat in there. He said, no, take the Porsche and go. So I said, very good, I'll go with that. So then I went to the Porsche, and then you see on the road how many people start greeting you, and they're not greeting us, they're greeting the car, you know, and it's very smart, and you know, all these things. The only fear I have when I drive all this Porsche and that, the amount of traffic tickets you can get, speeding tickets, because you just press, that thing goes 150, 160, 170, you know, so very, very fast it is. So Alhamdulillah, Heidelberg has got two masjids. So then I went Zohar time, I read in a town masjid. Let's give you some history of the masjid. You know, our old South Africa, we had four provinces. The oldest masjid here in Transvaal was East, you know, Kirk Street Masjid here in Johannesburg. Kirk Street, but in English they say Kirk Street. Church Street it means. So anyway, and the second oldest masjid is our Heidelberg, Heidelberg. Heidel is the blommer, is the flowers. And Berg is the berg, is the hills and the mountains. So these mountains used to grow, this plants used to grow on the mountains. Hence you make them, you join the words, and that is how you get Heidelberg. It's Afrikaans word, but we say Heidelberg. You get Heidelberg in Germany and all that. So anyway, you must remember that so oldest, second oldest masjid in Transvaal, so very historic it is. People from Balfour, Nigel, Vereeniging, all used to come there for Eid Salat and Jummah Salat in the good old days. And when we built a new masjid there in the township, so I gave the whole history, mashallah. It was live on air also on CII with the help and mercy of Allah. So anyway, so I read Zohar Salat there, and I met one, two brothers and so forth. And thereafter, me and Fatima, my wife, went, mashallah. And then after that, met the family, went to the baby, made a lot of dua, everything. They still selecting, choosing the name. I said, take your time. Baby born on the Mubarak day of Jumu'ah, Mubarak month of Muharram, subhanallah. So you take your time, we make dua, Allah majallah, salihatan, taqiyatan. When a baby was, Sayyid Hassan Basri was born, and they brought him to Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu, what dua he made? Allahumma faqihu fi deen. Ya Allah, give him Hassan profound, deep understanding of deen. Wa habibhu ila nas, and make him beloved to the people. So we made the same dua, mashallah, and other duas also. Then lunch and visitors and all of them. The visitor asked me a very interesting question, you know. He said that in the good old days when we were young, the Maulanas used to say that you must stand together, you know. Don't leave place for shaitan, you know. But nowadays, they, the same Maulanas, they tell us, stand far, far apart. So he made a nice joke. He said, never mind shaitan, the whole jamarat can come inside, you know. I said, 100%. Therefore, we say, shaitaniyat, these things here. So I always tell, wherever I go, people say we confused, we don't know who to follow. So I said, see, any person who closed the masjid before the government said, any person who went to court, any organization, any person who says the Shias are not Muslim and not Kufar, so we consider them to be Dhal and Mudwil, that they are astray and they're leading people astray. So we need to be very clear on these issues. Non-negotiable. Shias, Kufar, out of the fold of Islam. Closing a masjid, going to court, is a sign of people who are the biggest zalim and oppressors, Quran says, Surah 2, verse 114. So, and for them, lahum fi dunya khithiyu. For them is disgrace and humiliation. And you can see it happening in front of our eyes. Allah protect us all. Walahum fil akhirati adabun azim. And for them will be a terrible, horrible punishment. We need to be clear on these issues. Deen is not carrying favor with people. Understand this. So, anyway, everywhere I go, so I just mentioned that as well. Then, second, then we met much. Inshallah, other people, family, my nephew, his in-laws came, Muhammad and so forth. So you meet a lot of people. Then go graveyard, my beloved father, mother, two brothers, brother-in-law, Yusuf Tayyab, and then my family members are buried there. So Mawlana Muhammad Ridwan, mashallah, my other nephew, he's the imam in Masjid al-Furqan. This is now 20th year, he's the imam there, mashallah. I know, January I started with CII, and he started there. So mashallah, he's 20 years there. And I, like myself, I'm in lands with Allah's help. Adam and Fadli Rabbi. So two of us went to the graveyard, we made dua, everything, mashallah. And then I ran, came back, met the family, read Asr Salat day in the township masjid, Masjidur Rahman. And thereafter I left from there, and Maghrib I was here, mashallah. I visited my cousin, my brother actually, Muhammad Iqbal. So mashallah, my adopted brother, he's here in Lens. So we had 5-10 minutes before Maghrib, went to visit him. Allah give him complete shifa as well. So that was Saturday. Then Sunday is a very busy day for me now. So after Fajr, straight I go to Zakaria, and you know, meet Hazrat Mufti Sahib there. Then we have a nice breakfast there. Now my masti, you know, we call masti in Mehman and Urdu and all. So I sit next to Mufti Sahib. They have all this curry and lot of things. For me, it's very difficult. So Mufti Sahib picked it up. It's very sharp, you see. So he say, "Aapke liye malai theek hai." So I say, "Ji Hazrat, wo malai theek hai, you know." So we have that malai. So the cream, like, you know, and all that we like. Then I see now, he tell the students, you must prepare for him egg. He don't want all this. So malai and egg they bring for me. Allah is Hazrat Shafkat, you know, his kindness and politeness and that, you know. He's so great, but subhanallah, that, you know, he thinks of all of us. We're non-entities. So anyway, then after breakfast, then we started the majlis, and Qari Muhsin Sahib read there in the room, and it was packed, mashallah. He read beautifully. Then Hazrat said, come speak. So I spoke about the whole adhan and everything. Then Hazrat said that me also, he'll speak, and he completed the whole thing of adhan. So he even mentioned that I gave the matan, the text, and he gave the whole commentary of it. So wonderful advices regarding adhan. One I will mention. He said, look at the words, Hayya ala salah. The muazzin is saying, come for salat, come for salat. then hayya ala al-falah, come for success, come for success. So when you come for salat, you read salat in a masjid, oh man, and you women, you read on time in your house, then the whole deen will come alive also. So falah. So the call is not only for salat, it is to enter the whole deen of Islam. So you must remember that. So on that he was elaborating and so forth. And then mashallah, I came back and so forth, then I have to rest. And then in the afternoon, we had the Q&A with Hafiz Hussain Wadi. So mashallah, today with technology, so many strange things happened, you know. My greatest meaning, that one of the most interesting, let me use the word interesting, Q&A I had was from Vietnam, you know. So I was in Ho Chi Minh, so Saigon, the old name, Ho Chi Minh is the new name. So I asked my students there, that you sure you won't get into trouble? They said, you don't worry. So I was in Vietnam, and you know, yeah, the host, I can't remember who it was. So from there, I did Q&A live, you know, and the students were fascinated and all. So from various countries, live Q&A, mashallah. So this is now, Hafiz Wadi sitting in Durban, I'm sitting here, and mashallah, technology. So various countries were there, all Allah's mercy, Allah's fazl, Allah's grace. Allah Ta'ala accepted through His mercy. They, I was just fearing, because, you know, it's a communist country, the students, I'm a guest, what is there? They'll just kick me out. But alhamdulillah, the students were happy, I happy, everything happened, nothing happened to them also, I'm in contact with them. So when you travel in this world, you learn very, very ajeeb, strange things also. So we make dua, Rabbana taqabbal minna, innaka antas samiul alim, wa arina manasikana wa tubalina, innaka antat tawwabur rahim. Oh Allah, take us for umrah, take us for hajj, take us to Diyar Mustafa, protect the Haramain Sharifain, protect Masjidul Aqsa, ya Allah, from all the enemies, whether it is the Shias or whether it is the Yahud and the apartheid regime, the Zionist regime. So may Almighty Allah protect all our institutions. Next up, 2:30 to 3, inshallah, Sheikh Zakaria in the mercy of Allah, 3 to half past 3, the repeat of this morning's program, the Q&A. Then 3:30 to 5:30, Brother Amin Templeton, inshallah, business program. And 5:30 to 7, Mohana Khalid Yaqub, inshallah, 7 to 7:30, today's tafsir that you heard, Surah Ahzab, chapter 33, and verses 31 and 32. And thereafter, 7:30 to 8, Mohana Yunus Patel, Rahimahullah's advices, 8 to 10, Q&A, inshallah, with Mohana Arafat Atia. And then 10 to 11, inshallah, Mufti Mas'ud Tariq, inshallah, a lecture he delivered just yesterday, now in the weekend, regarding business issues. May Almighty Allah accept all of us. Barakallahu feek. Salaam. And inshallah, my brother Lucky will prepare the podcast. And inshallah, in few minutes now, 20 minutes, half an hour, we'll send it out to you. May Almighty Allah accept each one of us. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
You are listening to Markaz al-Sahaba, the voice of Ahl al-Sunnah wal-Jamaah.